the conversation.
You're with Kate Talk.
On the 31st of January, so just a few days ago, the very last Boeing 747 to be manufactured rolled off the assembly line. It was on the 30th of September 1968 that the first Boeing 747 rolled off an assembly line. So 55 years later, the last one has left the factory. And the Queen of the Skies is what it was called originally, the first wide-body jumbo jet ever built. It was originally a military specification that Boeing tendered for. They didn't get it, so they built a plane that could carry passengers and freight, and it is the freight requirement that leads to that very recognizable bump on the nose. 50,000 construction workers, mechanics, and engineers took it from an idea to a plane in the air in 16 months. Until 2007 and the introduction of the Airbus A380, it was the largest civilian aeroplane in the world. It is the aeroplane that is used as Air Force One to usher the American president around. Just to produce the 747, Boeing first had to build what was and still is the largest building by volume ever constructed. And that is big enough to hold 75 football fields or all of Disneyland. So you could fit the whole of Disneyland, Florida, into what was built to build the Boeing aircraft. We're joined now by a legendary South African pilot, Carl Jensen, who has flown. Carl, a very, very good afternoon to you. How many hours? Do you know how many hours you've flown at the controls of a 747?
I can't nail that, but it's around about 18,000 hours. I flew it for 27 years, John.
And when you first flew one, would that have been quite soon after the first one took to the skies?
Yeah, in 1974, I was on a course as a co-pilot on the airplane, and I've just been doing a presentation now on this 747. It's actually so emotional for me because it meant so much. And you know, the incredible publicity that they put out about this final flight, and to think that I was a microscopic part in the operation of this airplane. They built 1,574 747s. And oh my word, what an absolute honor and pleasure it was to fly those beautiful, beautiful airplanes that were just so mechanically sound and just such beauty, also very easy on the eye. And, you know, I often tell people that they put me out, well, I say to stud, but no, they actually put me
out. To pasture is the phrase you're looking for, Carl.
Yeah, at the age of 60 in 2003, and that was a compulsory retirement age. And now, 20 years later, I still get into the cupboard with a vacuum cleaner, into a closed cupboard with a vacuum cleaner so I can pretend I'm in the crew rest of a 747 and cry myself to sleep. And then my wife also brings me cold tea every 2 hours to make it more realistic. No, seriously.
Does she say chicken, beef, or fish?
Yeah.
Cole, was it a very different aeroplane to fly from the jets that you'd flown before then?
No. It was, the 747 was actually a very, very easy airplane to fly. It was so beautifully designed. It was so, the controls were so harmonized. And the intense technical courses that we were subjected to over the years and the supervision and proficiency testing that they did on us, it kept you so hot that you could weld without electricity. And it was, as I say, repeating myself, but it was just such an honor to fly those airplanes. Such an enormous machine, like when I retired and I was flying the 747-400, that weighed 398 tons on a max takeoff weight. And the airplane was so powerful. It was such a stable machine. And that you could actually, you tied the airplane onto you. And although it was such an enormous machine, it was very easy to fly as long as you worked hard at your proficiency, which is expected us to do, and of course one complied, otherwise you were in the street.
Yeah. I've just got a WhatsApp from a listener saying my late dad flew the 747 as a captain. When I was in the teen in the 70s, I knew everything about I will miss it, Captain Ferdy. And
Captain Ferdy Buerta.
Yeah. And then he said no electronics, and that's a question I was going to ask you. It wasn't flying wirelessly as a lot of flying is these days. You actually did. Yeah. You have to land and take the and fly the plane.
Yeah, initially it came out, and it was such a quantum leap in technology where you dispensed with a navigator and you had inertial navigation. Which gyro measured where you were on the Earth's surface or above the Earth's surface. And everything was referenced to that, and the auto flight system as well. But you, as we would say, you hand flew it. Now, when they talk about fly-by-wire, which is a modern thing, is they did away with all the cables that go to the actuator, the control actuators, which are hydraulic. And as you can appreciate, it was such an enormous machine that there was no human, a human could not move any of those. So they had to be hydraulically powered. And all what you did was provide the input to the actuators to give you the correct controls. But it was so smooth and it was so beautiful that it felt like you were flying an Air Commander or even a Cherokee. It was really, really a very easy airplane to fly. But to fly properly to the standards and to be able to do the all-weather operation, and eventually they called it RVSM, reduced vertical separation minima, the separation in altitude of aircraft coming in the opposite direction. There's very specialized training that went into that, and very specialized electronics as well. And, of course, eventually with the 747-400 and the 800 would have been even more sophisticated. You had a lot of computer control of, they called it flight management system. Now, once met a guy in Lisbon, a TWA captain who was retiring, and I was walked in with the crew there having a bit of maybe a cold drink or two. And I said to him, "How has this been for you?" He said, "Man, it was really lovely flying." And he found it difficult initially, but it was quite smart because he can now type 40 words a minute.
Oh, Carl, I could talk to you for an hour, but unfortunately, we have to stop now. I will take delight in that image of you in the broom cupboard pretending you are.
Thank you, John, and thanks to you guys for showing this interest in this wonderful, wonderful machine.
Retired legendary SAA pilot Carl Jensen, thank you so much for talking to us.